And then really quick, Tracy.
Yes.
Thank you so much for holding. So is it okay? Do you either want to write down the firm's information and my phone number, or do you want me to send it via email?
You can send it via email. That would
Send it
be,
via email.
yeah,
Okay.
that would.
One moment here. And then I did send the DocuSign as well over to your email
Okay.
just now.
Okay.
Have you used DocuSign before?
Yeah.
You have? Okay, perfect. Let me know if you need any assistance with it. While you're doing that, I'm gonna send you that email right now. Okay, and then I just sent over the email with the information. Do you want to sign while we're on the phone?
No, I want to look through. I want to take a few
Look
minutes
through.
through them.
Okay, no worries. And then of course, if I don't see it in a couple hours here, I'll just send you a follow-up email most likely. You can always just respond and let me know if you have any questions regarding the form or whenever you're planning on signing. But I do just want to say thank you so much for your time today, and I hope you have a great rest of your weekend, and God bless, okay?
Thank you. I just have a couple questions or let
Oh,
you.
yeah,
I
absolutely.
probably won't sign them till tonight because I want my husband to take a look at them too.
Okay.
And then this goes to a law firm. And
Yes.
they get in contact with me or tell me
Yes.
again. I know you told me once, but.
So what they're gonna, so once you sign, that's giving them basically permission to reach out to you. They're gonna confirm everything once more that we went through, and then verify that they can start pulling your records and begin working on the case. That's also gonna be your time to ask them any question, like specific questions, like, 'cause I'm just the intake specialist, so I'm not sure about like time frames, amounts, stuff like that. They're going to be the best point of contact for that those sort of questions,
Okay.
since they're the attorneys, so they're going to know more specifics. What I do recommend is if you were interested in looking before speaking to them, you can always use Google and type in there what type of average settlement for your cancer for the lawsuit or time frames for the settlement as well. And then, but basically it's, yeah, they'll reach out to you within the week once they get it, and then from there begin working on the case.
Okay, and you may or may not be able to answer this for me. It may have to be, but how much more of my involvement does this require?
So they basically handle everything. It's only if there's some sort of discrepancy, like say they can't for whatever reason pull your records, they
Okay.
may contact you. They'll send you updates. It's not really like they'll only contact you if they need something or additional information, but
Okay.
other than that, it's really they're doing it all the work for you. They're the ones doing the record request, the retrievals of everything. And there's like the medical record release form, stuff like that. So they're going
Okay.
to be doing all the groundwork for you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Have to go to court somewhere or anything.
No, yeah, you won't even have to do that. They'll be representing you. So,
Okay, perfect.
okay.
Okay,
And
and if you want the diagnosing doctor's name, I looked it up. I can give it to you.
yeah, we can add it real fast. Bear with me. Let me pull it back up here.
But like I said, she's no longer at OHSU, but she was the diagnosing doctor at the time.
Okay. One moment. And she's diagnosing. Okay. What's her name?
Her first name is Anusha, Anusha. And her last name is Valupurali. It's Valupurali.
Okay. Perfect. And she did the treatments as well.
Yeah, she
She
was
did.
with me until, oh, I believe early 2023.
Okay.
So she was there for all my treatments and my stem cell transplant. And then I just kind of was followed. And then when I relapsed, I got, like I said, it's an oral treatment, so it's a pill that I take.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so I just added it in here. So we are good to go.
Okay.
And then yeah, so just let me know, keep me posted on the paperwork if you need any help or have any other questions. Don't hesitate to reach out to me. I put in the email my information as well.
Okay.
So you have my direct call line. You can text it if you'd like, or email me, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, awesome.
So, inquisitive, but I just kind of got through there when you asked for my social security number. I hope I'm not being scammed
No,
here.
yeah, don't worry, don't worry. This is something that people are getting currently paid out on. There are just solicitation laws, so that's the reason why it goes through this process first
Okay.
before going to the firm. So,
Okay, no worries.
but thank you so much for your time and have a great weekend. God bless, okay?
Thank you.
Absolutely. Take care. Bye-bye.